From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cloudy, the sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me.
Cloudy weather again this weekend? Wait, really? It's July 15th. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain why this summer is shaping up to be so different from the scorcher we had last year. But first, let's find out more about the weekend forecast. Cliff?
Hi, Bellamy. Well, not completely cloudy. Today, we start off with clouds. It's some low marine stratocumulus that's over much of western Washington. But there will be some sun breaks later, and I think we'll see temperatures rising up into the mid-70s for a lot of people. So today will be a really pretty decent day and not much precipitation. Now, the problem is there's an upper-level trough that is just moving north of us, and that's bringing rain to British Columbia, and I think that it's going to stick around over the weekend. So Saturday, morning clouds, Temperatures will start coming up. The clouds will break over western Washington, I think, around lunchtime, but with this upper-level trough, there's a good chance we'll see cumulus and even cumulonimbus bringing rain over the mountains. So there could be showers in the mountains. So if you're going to go hiking, be prepared. Also, because this low is past us, it will bring some showers into eastern Washington. So you've got to be prepared as well. Then on Sunday, the upper-level trough kind of digs a little bit deeper over us. I think we'll see a lot of morning clouds, and I'm afraid there could very well be showers over the mountains, and some of them could even back into western Washington. So I think generally the temperatures will be in the mid-70s on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, but there is a chance of showers on Sunday. That chance actually increases a bit on Monday. Again, temperatures getting up into the mid-70s, so pretty normal, but there'll be plenty of clouds and there's a chance of showers. So, we're talking about temperatures that are really pretty close to normal. This time of the year, we should get up into the mid-70s, and we are. But one thing I can say for sure, Bellamy, is that there is not going to be any major heat waves. So forget about 80s and 90s, the warm stuff. Ain't going to happen, at least during the next week or so.
It's just such a stark contrast to this time of year last year. What's going on? Why is it so different?
Well, the atmospheric pattern is completely different this year compared to last. Last year, we had this persistent high amplitude ridge, an area of high pressure over the West Coast. And ridges, what do? They cause sinking air, which gets rid of clouds, which warms the air, gives us offshore flow. And so last year we had extraordinary temperatures. June was one of the warmest on record. And even July and August were way above normal. This year, instead of a ridge, we have this trough, an area of low pressure that has been persistent throughout the late spring into the early summer. And what does a trough do? It tends to be associated with onshore flow, so that cool marine air over the Pacific is pushing its way in. In addition to the trough over us, there's a high pressure area offshore that's been very persistent, and that's been encouraging that marine air to come in. A big change of last year to this year is El Nino is gone. It's dead. And we're rapidly switching to a La Nina pattern. La Nina patterns tend to be cool, tend to get northwesterly flow, and that's what we're starting to see right now.
So El Nino is dead. Now, what about the blob, that warm patch of water off the Pacific? I heard it's back.
That's right. There's been some press reports that the blob is back, but they're really not correct. The water is still a little bit warmer than normal offshore, but the really intense warm water that was 2, 3, 4 degrees centigrade above normal that was offshore, that's pretty much gone. So we're a little bit warmer than normal, but I really wouldn't call it the blob anymore because the pattern that created the blob is not there. And that pattern is high pressure over the eastern Pacific.
It feels like it's grayer and cooler than normal, though, is it?
It is, but just by a little bit. And that's because we've had a little bit more of this troughiness, low pressure over the West Coast than normal.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can find archives of our conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.